Good morning, Bumper Podcast. That was so fresh and happy and energetic. Good morning! It might not be morning where you're listening. I don't know. Hey, good day to you, Bumper. Good evening to you. This is hard. This is harder than I expected it was going to be. Good times to you, Bumper Podcast. It's me, Natty Bumper Car, and it's the Bumper Podcast, and hooray for that. Unfortunately, there's no Ollie here today because everybody loved the Ollie episode. They're like, oh, give me more of that Ollie. Why isn't he there every week? I wish it was the Ollie Podcast. Well, it's not. It's still the Bumper Podcast, and I'm Natty Bumper Car. And today I was making some tea. Some lovely tea, and the containers were switched, and I accidentally put two scoops of flour, all-purpose flour, AP flour, they call it, into my tea. Two scoops, and instead of sugar, and nope, not good. I mean, I didn't taste it. Actually, I did taste it. I'm not going to lie. It didn't. I mean, I knew immediately. Like, the second I was like, bloosh, bloosh, and I looked at it, I was just like, oh, like, for a tenth of a second in my brain, I was just like, maybe it's powdered sugar. Maybe I've invented some sort of powdered sugar tea thing. Because it's weird. Powdered sugar, to me, does taste different than sugar. How can sugar taste different? It's all the same thing. How can potato chips taste so different from mashed potatoes? I don't understand. Oh, what's that? Potatoes au gras? Oh, that tastes totally different than my French fries, my friend. What about those pierogies or those latkes, huh? Potato pancakes. Oh, well, those taste totally different than my... hash browns. I couldn't think of any other potatoes. No, but so, yeah, it just tastes like flour tea. It's just, it's not. It's bad. Don't do it. Don't make that mistake. Let me make Bumper Podcast. Here's the thing. I feel like we've been friends for a long time, and I feel like I share, and I feel like, you know, you listen, which I appreciate, and, here's the thing. Let me... be the tester. Let me, you know, take the heat. Let me take, you know, the bad stuff, and you stay away from it. You don't need that. You don't need it at all. Just let me, you know, do it and then complain about it, and then it's a shared experience, and you can go and you can talk to your friends, and you can be like, bro, I totally blur 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 like that. And then you don't have to worry about it. So, good. Made your life easier. That's what I'm doing. That's what we're here for do. That's what we're here for do. We're here to make your life for easier. I had such a great weekend, man. I had show Friday, and it was at a hotel, like in a room, and like 70 people. It was good. It was fun. And then the very next night, I was hosting at a theater in Pennsylvania, and it was like this old theater. Someone told me it was the oldest operating movie theater in the country. It's called the Newtown Theater, and there's like, I don't know, the seats 320, and I think we had around 270 to 300, something like that. I don't really know. It was great. I don't get to do a lot of theaters, and so it's a totally different experience. Like, you go on stage and you're, I don't know, 10, 12, whatever feet away from the crowd, and you're elevated, and the lighting is different, and the sound is different, and sometimes it's hard to hear them, the laughs come in, if there are any, which, fortunately, there were laughs. Thanks for laughing. You know, it was a great night. The rough part, it was about an hour and a half away. So to get there, I was just like, oop, tired. And then you got to go up and do a show. And then you got to drive home, and it's late. Like, I think I got home at around 2. And then I think I slept until like 6. So that's a big 4 hours of sleep for you. And the night before, I think the kids had gotten up at like 5:20 or something like that. Why? And then Sunday night had another show. So it was three in a row. Boom, bam, boom. And Sunday night, no, it didn't work out so well. There were three people in the crowd. Three people. There was talks of canceling the show, but that's hard to do because all the comedians have come out, you know, and those three people are there. And so we kind of just turned it into a loosey-goosey, open-mic-y type thing and had fun with it. And then two people showed up like halfway through the show and watched. But, you know, you have good things, you have bad things. You know, things happen. It's all good fun. It's all good times. And, you know, everybody needs the stage time. Everybody looking at me needs the stage time. So it's good to get up there and bibble babble. Oh, and this, so at the Saturday show, I had done a bit. So I was doing, I was hosting. So I was up front and then I was in between the comics. And so, and in between, a lot of people got up to go use the restroom or whatever. And so I had to kind of stall for time a little bit to make sure that they could all get back and sit down before the headliners start, right? Makes sense. So I did some stuff up front, and then when I hit the middle, I found connective tissue between what I was doing in the middle and the stuff that I had done up front so I could call back to it, and I was so happy because I've been doing these jokes for a long time, and it's just weird. Like, they just had never connected, and then on this night, it was like, boom! So then Sunday, I think I did, I only did like 4 minutes because I wanted to get up and see if it worked together. And I wish I could remember what it was. But you know, so I just quick ran through the setup and then, the initial part and then went to the secondary part and then did the little connection. And I was like, oh, I'm so happy. It works. Of course, the three people in the crowd were like, does it work, though? And I'm like, I don't know. And they're like, this is your dream? And I'm like, sure, this is my dream. And they're like, is it a good dream? And I'm like, I don't know. Yes, it is a good dream. You know why? Because I get to talk and I get to make people giggle. I make them giggle. I make them giggle, giggle. What? I make them giggle. I giggle, giggle. And the cool thing is, lately, I've had several people come to me and talk to me about doing kid shows. Hey, maybe you want to do a kid show here. Hey, do you want to do a kid show here? And I've done a few kid shows and in the past. But they're talking about like, hey, it's going to be your show. You're going to be the main guy. You're going to be the headline or whatever. Which I don't know if there's a headliner in kid shows. I'll take it. Sure. I don't know if it is. And so what I got to do now is develop specific material for a kid's show, because I tried some of my normal stuff and it doesn't always work. And so I've been trying to learn how to play the guitar. I have my guitar and I've been pulling it out and trying to, and it's hard. I don't know why. Ever since college I've had guitars and I've tried to figure them out, and I think it's not a figuring out thing, it's just a matter of actually working with it a lot. And I've got, like, I think my fingers are too big or my guitar is too small. Like, I've got, it's kind of a tiny guitar. I can't, oh, it's upstairs. I was going to tell you what it was. And I love how it looks, and it's so fun and cute, but I think it might be too tiny for me. And all the guitar lessons that I look at online, there's, like, a little circle thing that they're using as a visual point to a reference point. And it's just, mine's in a different place, and I don't know what to do. I don't know. I feel like if I sat down with somebody who can play and they showed me things, then maybe I could figure it out. But it's not true. I mean, I've really, for a long time, decades, been trying to figure out how to play guitar. Guitar. I can't even say the word. That's how bad off I am. Guitar. But I want to, so I want to have songs and I want to have visual stuff and like figure out little games, because with kids, you can't just tell jokes because they're going to be like, nope, sucker. So I need to figure out, like, now we're doing this, now we're doing this, and still have it be quick and moving and keep them engaged, and here we go over here, and now we're over here, and now this thing is happening, and now that thing is happening, oh, now there's Pig and everything, oh, and now we're singing a song, and I think it'll be great, and I think it'll be great fun. The only downside, the thing that freaks me out, is that kid shows are going to be during the day on weekends. I'm pretty busy on weekends. You know why? Because I've got kids. I've got two kids. I don't know if I've ever talked about them before, if I've ever mentioned them, but I do. I have kids. And So that'll be a bit more juggling. But then I was thinking about it, and I was like, oh, well, maybe, you know, they're getting a little bit older. Maybe they can come and help out or something, and I can float them a couple bucks. But then I was just like, oh, I don't want them to get involved with show business. Ah! So it's kind of a up and down debate. So what I've decided to do, Bumper Podcast, is clone myself. So what we're going to start doing is there's going to be a daily Bumper Podcast from Bumper Podcast Clone. There's going to be Kid Show Bumper Podcast, or Bumper Car. There's going to be one Bumper Car who just hangs out with Socks the Dog all the time because he's old enough that I think that he deserves it at this point. There's going to be one that hangs out with the kids. There's going to be one that goes to a 9-to-5 job. There's going to be one that does the drawing and the painting. And there's going to be one that does Snowflake the Comic, so that can come back after a 10-year hiatus. The cartoonist, animator, that guy's going to be here. The writer, that one's going to be there as well. And, you know, probably the one who goes to the gym so we can look fit, so we can look good, you know what I'm saying? And then there's the one who cooks a lot, like a good cooker. And there's the baker. There's a lot of bumper cars, is what I'm saying. That's a lot of stuff. I don't even know if that's a lot. I mean, it feels like a lot of stuff. Is that too much stuff? Am I stretching myself too thin? Is that the whole point of everything?